microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. We are back for another, what we hope is action-packed and thought-provoking episode of Microphone Masters. I'm Jay Love, and by me is my dude, my one and only, my homeboy, Blaze Rizzoc. What's up, man?
For Shizzo, post.
Man, all right. Man, I'm upset. I'm upset. I think folks who listen to the show, they'll know that... And they probably wonder why, because we play explicit music during the course of the show. But for I think it's just a, it was just a, an unspoken thing where Blaze and I, we just don't really curse during the show. Because we don't. But you can catch us outside of the show, and we might be cursing
that
like
might
some
go
sailors.
Down. That might go down.
But I might have to let an F-bomb drop or an S-bomb drop on this little rant, man. I know you saw the comments from the U.S. representative. What is his name? Doug Lamborn called the president a tar baby. Essentially like being associated with a tar baby because of the way that the negotiations or the compromise went where the budget was concerned. And I know folks are saying, oh, what's this got to do with hip hop? Chill out.
Yeah, pause, chill out. Back, sit down somewhere. If you can't get with anything intelligent, you were listening to the wrong show anyway. But go ahead.
Man, so I remember on election night, I was sitting with my boy, and best man at my wedding, the godfather of my oldest son, Hispanic and white, so I'm not trying to hear the madness. But I said, man, you're gonna watch all of this closet racism that's going on in America, because folks are quick to say, oh, it's past, man. Y'all black folks got to get past that. And so it's situations like this, because when you get upset, sometimes when you're upset, it's the true elixir. And also when you're drunk, and you don't know about that, Blaze, because Blaze doesn't drink. But it can become a truth serum as well. That's when the things start coming out. So folks are upset. So what do they do instead of calling them? Because you can have whatever negative thing you want to say about the man, but why you got to resort to such a negative stereotype as to call being associated with the president is like touching a tar baby.
Hey, check this out, bro. All right, we'll put it like this. A few years back, I don't know if you remember this, when Michael Jackson's Black and White video came out, he got roasted for using the phrase, kick me kite. Okay?
Yeah.
He got, I mean, they were threatening to pull his record from the racks. Different stores were saying they weren't going to carry it. MTV was threatening to pull the video. They wouldn't play it without, you know, that part. He had to actually go in and re-record portions of the song in order for it not to work. Okay. Kobe Bryant gets fined, what was it, $75,000, $150,000 or something?
Yeah.
For using the word faggot.
Okay. Right.
Joakim Noah was fined $50,000 or something to the effect for using the word faggot in a basketball game. Okay.
Right.
My man says tar baby and it's supposed to be okay.
Yeah.
And gets off with, hey, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, and like you said, dude, it is one of those things where, you know, I remember when Obama was first elected, when the first thing I said is, it's a bunch of motherfuckers right now calling that dude every nigga in the book.
Yes.
Every derogatory racial slur that they could think of, that they've been storing up. It's a bunch of motherfuckers in their rich ass houses over there going in on dude.
Yes.
And I like you. I really just expected that you were gonna see the rednecks of the rednecks pop out with their comments when they can't have their way. And they get upset or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, my own opinion of the phraseology or my blackness aside, it's just unacceptable, you know, for things like that. You know, I'm not sensitive enough to say that, you know, it's important to address the president all the time as whatever, because I'm notorious for calling George W. Bush a freaking dumbass, you know.
Right.
But I don't think that touches on anybody's, you know,
ethnicity.
It doesn't touch on any, you know, super sensitive situations like that. It's like the, you know, the proverbial elephant in the room, only because you're right. You have all these people who want to pretend that racism doesn't exist. But why in the fuck do you reach to a word like that?
Yes.
Or, you know, when we're supposed to be having civilized debate. And here's my next point, though. If President Obama were 100% white, would that word be coming up in usage to describe him? Absolutely.
I contend no. Exactly.
Absolutely not. And I think that's unacceptable. But for what it's worth, you know, like we talked about last week, it is par for the course for an inept group of people who are insulated from the rest of the world, who are entitled based on who knows what other than finances. Because at this point, I really don't understand what it is that they do well.
Right. Tell me about it. And as we record this, we're on the residue of the stock market taking a super dip. So
yes. That's
something to think about. But I'm telling you, it infuriates me. I think more so, it's almost, I remember I turned to my coworker the day after it happened. I said, "Did you hear, girl? She's a black woman." And she said, "Uh-huh." And it was that look as if,
you knew these motherfuckers were gonna do it. You sitting there, everybody, I mean, I think all of us, have, you know, any of us that have any sense, or, you know, are paying attention to the world other than, yeah, you know, I'm making it rain on them hoes, you know, and fuck them idiots. Anybody who's, you know, anybody with some regular sense and has some general understanding of the world that actually exists in real life,
right?
You know, I think we all expected something like that to continue, because this ain't the first time. You know what I'm saying? This isn't the first situation like this since he's been in office. You know, and I think it's unfortunate. I really don't think that there's a place for that in civil discourse. I don't believe that it's necessary to refer to people in phrases like that. But you know what? I'm gonna go as far as to say, if it's cool to start calling folks that are black, you know, racial phrases like that, if that's cool, then let's just all fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Then let everybody do it. Let, you know, these rednecks, blah blah blah. You know, every racial slur that you could come up with, let's just start throwing them around. Because I mean, at this point, we ain't getting shit done no way.
Sure.
I mean, we're supposed to be, you know, like I said, we're supposed to be all the, we're supposed to be those folks who are, you know, oh, we're so civilized compared to the savages in the Middle East and in the, you know, in Asia, and the Chinese are so terrible because they're, you know, because they oppress quote unquote freedom. And, you know, and I find all of this to be a bunch of self-serving bullshit, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I would, but you know, at the same time, bro, all that did was really make me think of how fucking stupid black people we are.
Because, it did make me think of the same thing. Yep.
I was listening, you know, I've been listening to some music or whatever. I'm not gonna jump on the artist right now. I'm gonna just keep it as I've been listening to some music. It's current music. It's fairly new in release, and I'm gonna just say it's less than 3 months old.
Okay.
And there's a song where this motherfucker literally says "nigga" 12 times in one verse.
Oh my god.
And I'm sitting there listening to it, and I mean, I don't pretend to be the most intelligent person, But in my mind, I'm saying, bro, you really didn't, you really sat your ass there and wrote that and you couldn't think of another word to use?
Right.
And I mean, how can we fault anybody else if that's how we talk?
It's true.
If that's how we present ourselves, we saying it's okay to call us that. You don't see Jews running around calling each other kikes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see minorities that have nothing going for themselves and don't know no better and want to be still in that position and try to endear themselves to the most negative bullshit doing that. Nobody else tolerates that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We okay with it, though, because, oh, yeah, you know, it's a term of endearment. Fuck if it is. Mm-hmm. If you walk up in a building, you know, say you go to school with a bunch of white folks, and one of them motherfuckers hits that corner and says, what up, my nigga? You going to look at him like, I know you don't want me to punch your face in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, how many times you see somebody get served up as a result of some usage of a phrase like that? But it's okay for us to use it?
Right.
White girls don't run around calling each other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Except the ignorant ones that want to act like we do.
Exactly.
But a black woman a black woman will call another black woman bitch. Hey, bitch, what's up, bitch? It's my bitch right here. Blah, 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 right?
Right.
But let me call her a bitch and see what she want to go to. I mean, that's why I'm like, you know, right. we got it all fucked up. So, you know, how can we demand respect if we don't respect ourselves? How can we expect other people to respect us or other people to revere us in some manner that shows us as a civilized and powerful set of beings if we don't refer to ourselves in that manner? We don't talk about our own selves like that. Exactly. The only thing we talk about is how ghetto we are. And what the fuck is good about that?
Right, exactly. And that's the thing that gets me, because if we talk about goal achievement and surpassing that and setting the next goal and trying to make a better life for ourselves, then that is frowned upon.
You know what's ridiculous about it is when you do that, you know what the black people call it? They say you're trying to be white.
Yeah.
When you have any level of a vocabulary and you speak more than 5 words, and every other phrase ain't some dumbass cliche that some asshole heard on a rap song. Of course, you trying to talk white, be white, right, act white, etc. So why is being black all the negative shit? Why exactly. is being black being cheap? Why is being black being loud? Why is being black being ignorant? Why is being white being successful? Why is that being articulate? Being articulate means you white? Get the fuck out of here, man. And then we wonder why they don't like us, don't fuck with us, don't help us, or everybody's against us, etc. in the same damn breath. Come on, man.
Exactly. And on that point, we're going to get into a couple songs. The Tar Baby comment made me think of a few songs. One, Public Enemy, it's called get Louder em. Than a Bomb. You know Public get Enemy em. Got it going on. Get Ice Cube, Us, we're going get back, em. Putting that mirror, not only reflecting it out, but looking at ourselves in the mirror and looking get what's wrong with us. And then a song from Western Block, which is Blazing Eyes, called Words and Weapons. So the words that you choose can have a definite impact on the way that you are perceived and the way in which people react. So we're going to get into that real quick. Public Enemy, Ice Cube, Western Block. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
They claim we're products from the bottom of hell. Because the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us cooling out on the 4th of July. And if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the Fat Generals, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild. Way before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file. Cause I give you what you lack. Come right in next back. Our status is the status, so I care where you at. Black in at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone, I never walk alone. My posse's always ready and they're waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that I'm a resident, but I've been knowing the scheme that I'm the president. Tapping my phone, who screws the views? I stand accused of doing harm. A rock hard trooper to the bone, a bone, a bone. Full grown, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know. The troop is always ready. I yell Geronimo, your CIA, you see I ain't kidding. Both K and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
Yo, I ain't no toast. turn, I say it once again. I'm called the enemy. I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds and know that I'm rapid. The way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving a well, cause I'm an uncom. It's no secret at all. Checking my code, am I bugging cause they're bugging my phone for information, no telling who's selling that power, building the nation, so joining the set, the point blank target, every brother's inside, so least not to forget, no, taking the blame is not a waste, here it takes a bit of a soul, so you can never be wrong, just a bit of advice, cause we be paying a price, cause every brother man's life is like swinging a dice, right, here it is once again, this is the brother, the terminator, the cutter, going on and on, leave alone the drone, get it straight in 88, and I'll troop it to demonstrate. The posse always ready, 98 and 98. My posse come quick because my posse got velocity. Tapping my phone, never leave me alone. I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed. You could come and get some of this. I teach and speak, so when it's spoke, it's no joke. The voice of choice to play shakes with bass called
War for the Treble.
The rhythm is the rebel. Here's a funky rhyme that they're tapping on. Just thinking I'm breaking the beats I'm rapping on. CIA, FBI, only tell us his lies. When I say it,
top track,
man, fuck that shit, man. You need to take your ass to school, get your motherfucking job,
man,
and
fuck
shit.
Fuck that, man. Fuck you, man. Look here. When I get 14, man, I want to buy me a rag top tray on some gold Danas with a three-wheel motion, Kenwood put out, three-finger ring, fat ass link, and a big booty bitch to go with it.
Break them off some.
It's really a shame. Young brothers and sisters today have a lack of understanding of what it really means to be black.
Could you tell me who unleashed our animal instinct? And the white man sitting there tickle pink, laughing at us on the avenue, busting cops at each other after having brew. We can't enjoy ourselves, too busy jealous at each other's wealth. But coming up's just in me, but the black community is full of envy.
Oh shit!
Too much backstabbing. While I look out the window, I see all the Japs grabbing every vacant lot in my neighborhood. Yep. Build a store and sell their goods to the county receipts. You know us poor niggas, nappy hair and big lips. Four or five babies on your crouch, and you expect Uncle Sam to help us out?
Shit.
We ain't nothing but porch monkeys to the average bigot, redneck honky. Yes, ain't coming up as a must, but before we can come up, take a look at us.
Break them off some.
Y'all dope dealers, you as bad as the police, cause you kill us. You got rich when you started slanging dope, but you ain't built us a supermarket so we can spend our money with the blacks. Too busy buying golden Cadillacs. That's what you're doing with the money that you're raising, exploiting us like the Caucasians did. For 400 years I got 400 tears for 400 peers. Died last year from gang related crimes. That's why I got gang related rhymes. But when I do a show to kick some facts, us blacks don't know how to act. Sometimes I believe the hype man, we mess it up ourselves and blame the white man. But don't point the finger, you jigaboo. Take a look at yourself, you dumb nigga, you. Pretty soon hip-hop won't be so nice. No Ice Cube, just vanilla ice. And you're sitting screaming cuss, but it's no one to blame but us.
Yeah, but why is it that one motherfucker could ruin it for 22,000 motherfuckers when they want to come see a good jam? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you, tell them something. You know what I'm saying?
Break them off some. If I see any other
damn niggas moving in my neighborhood, I'm gonna try my damnest to blow his motherfucking head off.
Us will always sing the blues, cause all we care about is hairstyles and tennis shoes. And if you step on mine, you push the button, cause I'll beat you down like it ain't nothing. Just like a beast, but I'm the first nigga to holler out.
Peace, black man.
I beat my wife and children to a pulp. When I get drunk and smoke dope, got a bad heart condition. Still eat hawk mugs and chitlins. Bet my money on the dice or the horses, jobless. So I'm a hope for the armed forces. Go to church, but they tease us with a picture of a blue-eyed Jesus. They used to call me Negro. After all this time, bossing up the ship alone. No respect and ignore it. And I'm having more babies than I really can afford. In jail cause I can't pay the mother. Held back in life because I'm a color. Now this is just a little summary of us. But y'all think it's dumb of me? To hold a mirror to your face, but trust.
The only segregation I know is boys here, girls there. My homies all shades of color, we embody the same despair. Hopes and dreams, ups and downs, joking clown. To be honest, my elders told me tales when these days were an empty promise. In the deep south, way before looters word of mouth, where Jim Crow reigned supreme and fear smell was strong and stout. Now I can hardly imagine Alabama through their eyes, picking cotton and searing heat, collecting nickels and dimes. I tried to argue it was the south, that's how they do. But to my dismay, it was in California too, in my town of Victorville. The line of demarcation was the locomotive tracks. Rich whites, poor blacks. I can't fathom it, cause I wasn't directly affected. Never got jailed for back talking and not crossing intersections. But through it all, be it church, music, or alcohol, they persevere in the end and pray for a change to win.
They told me I wasn't equal, but I don't listen to stupid people. I strive to be better than those that's covered in evil. They whole act was see-through, I keep it plain as day. I gives a fuck about what all those fakers say. I learned at a young time that what was once mine was stolen the moment my color became a front line. Those that once adored and embraced my stats were turned to stone soon as they saw my face was black. What kind of shake is that? So I don't even wait to react. I don't hate to be that, I'm just trying to relate to the whack. Brainwashed y'all into believing that racism doesn't exist. It's 2004, ain't no color in this. Bullshit, watch the looks that you get in the grocery store or just driving your kids to the school, as if everyone with pigment is fools. I can't play in that part, all playing a part. It's okay to be dark, shrouded in fear and lack of acceptance. You got to be black to accept it, forget all those acts and expect it. My skin speaks of powerful tones and amazing feats, but some of y'all are too stupid.
First time
some
was on
of
the
y'all
playground,
scared
about 6 years old, I venture to guess.
Shut up, nigga.
Words unfamiliar, but pain nevertheless. Maybe it's vocal inflection or the hate that was in his eyes. Told me whatever nigga meant, it was something to be despised. Fist balled up quick, swung, reckless abandon. But in the end, it was just two kids standing. Winners or losers are irrelevant either way. But I can't help but feel we lost something that day.
Now please don't try to placate your fate. My face ain't debate, you just hate the hate ways of hate. Travel the long, lonely road of despair. The only homie that's there is being beaten. The other homie ain't care. Hundreds of years don't disappear in seconds. This battle ain't even just this year. It's worse than weapons.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Yo, Blaze, I am happy to have on the line with us a gentleman that is getting, I mean, his buzz, so to speak, is crazy. He's the producer of the track Tupac Back. This features Meek, and it features Rick Ross. So it's the one and only Mike Will. How you doing, man?
What's poppin' with y'all?
Man, trying to catch up with you, trying to have a quick conversation, man. I'm not gonna call you an overnight success because I was looking, doing my research on you. You've been doing your thing for a minute. So talk about all of a sudden this perception of folks thinking that, oh, you just overnight success. You the hot producer. Talk about having to come to grips with that, man.
Man, really it's killing me, man. Like, you know, I mean, I respect it because, you know, like you can't never fault anybody for ignorance, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, I've been putting in work for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of work for a long time. For Gucci, OJ, Shawty Low, Boosie, Fergie Boy, Waka Flocka, you know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera. I've been putting in a lot of work down here, you know what I'm saying? In Atlanta or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Since I was about 17, I'm 22 now, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I respect it because at the same time, Tupac Back was my first major single, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't know if y'all caught the behind the scenes of me making the Tupac Back, but you know what I'm saying? I was telling y'all in there, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of silent wins. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really have too many big singles or anything like that. So Tupac Back was like my biggest single. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, you know what I'm saying? Like, once people do their homework and look it up and like, oh, okay, this nigga done been around since 07. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been putting in work since 07. Then they, you know what I'm saying? They'll get a whole another perception of it, like, you know what I'm saying, okay, it's not an overnight success type of deal, you know what I'm saying, nigga been putting in work, you feel me?
I hear you, man. I know my boy Blaze, we were just talking about that just recently, about that track, Tupac Back, and that, I mean, that thing hits. It's a monster in the trunk. It hits no matter what. But what comes with this, whether you're Mike Will or whether you're Dre or whoever, all of a sudden you want to be, people come to you and I'm sure they want another Tupac Back. Talk about, as your popularity grows, people wanting you to give them a certain type of track as opposed to letting you be artistic.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, people gonna treat you for what they think they, you know what I'm saying? Like what they know you are, you know what I'm saying? So like, if all people know Mike Will is Tupac Back, of course they're gonna tell me like, yo, man, we need another Tupac Back, you know what I'm saying? Just like all the way up until Tupac Back, everybody was calling me like, yo, man, I need some of that shit you were bringing in out for Gucci back in the day. All the tracks that you were doing for Gucci on the mixtape tracks, you know what I'm saying? Now, you got artists telling me like, yo, man, I need one of them Tupac Backs. Everybody's saying that, you feel me? So, like, once you hear my sound or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did that Titty Point La La. And that dropped right before the Tupac Back, and that got Busta Rhymes on it. That track is totally opposite than Tupac Back, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So until Tupac Back dropped, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, yo, I need something crazy like that, La La, like you did for Titty Boy and Busta Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And then when Tupac Back dropped, you know what I'm saying, that shook the country, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I need some shit like Tupac Back, you know what I'm saying? So once the next sound drops, like, everybody gonna be like, yeah, I need something like that, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about my tracks, I try not to go in and make all my tracks sound the same over and over, you know what I'm saying? I don't want people to put me in a box, like, you know what I'm saying? I tell people when they said they need somebody to pop back, I knew it was gonna come. So, you know what I'm saying? I told them, I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I can give you something with the same energy, you know what I'm saying? But I can't just give you another Tupac Back. That was like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I was feeling at the moment. You know what I'm saying? I can't just go back to that moment. You feel me?
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, along those lines, now I got to ask this question. Now, every producer is different, or should I say, there are those who make beats and then there are those who produce. So, do you like to be in the studio when the song is being created to give your input, or what is your preference?
I love it.
Okay. So
yeah, I love it. I like being in the lab. You know what I'm saying? I like being right there with, you know what I'm saying, creativity. Ask any artist in the eight, you know what I'm saying, that I work with, like Future, you know what I'm saying, Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying, anybody I work with in the eight, you know what I'm saying, I know what a session is. I like when niggas tell me like, yo, here's my email, look bro, I only want your email, let me get your number, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm gonna call you or either I'm gonna give you my number, you call me, I pull up to the session, or either you tell me when you have a session, you know what I'm saying, and you pull up to my lab or whatever, and then, like, we go through the tracks, and you tell me, like, okay, I'm trying to catch this feel, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to catch this feel right here. All right, well, look, I understand that you know which tracks that you like, and you know what I'm saying, you know which tracks you don't like, and I understand certain tracks grab artists, and certain tracks don't grab artists. But, you know what I'm saying, I tell the artist, man, all right, look, if you're trying to catch this vibe, just listen to me on the track. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me on the track right quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand this track might not be grabbing you. All right, cool. Well, let's work on something else, and then let's go back to it, because this is the vibe that you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're making a beat, and, like, you're a producer, you know what I'm saying, you might already have an idea of the song or what kind of feel that you're going for. Versus, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I make a track, I'm already knowing what view I'm going for the track, or what mood I'm trying to have this set in the club or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm already seeing the whole picture, like, you know what I'm saying? With the Tupac Back, I mean, that one was easy, you know what I'm saying? Because I know what Ross is going to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, with an aggressive sounding track, you know what I'm saying? With a strong, aggressive sounding track, with, you know what I'm saying, 808s dropping, you know what I'm saying? A movie sound track like that, I know Ross is gonna take it. You know what I'm saying? Gonna make a movie out of it. And you know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I did. I mean, I sent some other tracks to Ross too, like some sample type vibes or whatever. But that's the one that caught first.
Now I know when the Tupac back track hit the internet, that you became instantly a trending topic on Twitter. So let folks know how they can follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Follow me on Twitter at Mike Will Made It. That's MikeWillMadeIt. You know what I'm saying? Any other Mike Wills or any other Mike Will Made It are frauds. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a couple of my songs out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. making new Twitters and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's only one. It's only one me, man. And follow my squad. You know what I'm saying? At Ear Drummers. You know what I'm saying? At EAR_DRUMMERS. You know what I'm saying? That's how you stay up to date with all the latest Mike Will news and all the latest Mike Will production and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's my production squad, Ear Drummer Entertainment.
Sounds good. This is Mike Will with Microphone Masters Radio. Hey, leave me with this real quick, man. I gotta ask you this. Now, at some point when the wave starts to crest and it starts to grow bigger, the price that you pay, that you charge fools before was price X, and all of a sudden it increased to price Y. How did you know when to increase your price so that you can start to take advantage of this greater awareness that you're getting through this track?
You know when your demand goes up, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes it might not even be about, you know what I'm saying, the money. Every situation is different, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I've seen a lot of producers just straight kill themselves and shoot themselves in the foot by, you know what I'm saying, catching a little wave on a track, and then they feeling like, yo, you know what I'm saying, like they Lil Jon, and they could charge a nigga whatever the fuck they want to, and you know what I'm saying, yeah. Just because they got a little wave, and nigga, that wave goes right down, you know what I'm saying, so if you ain't trying to turn your wave into a tsunami, you know what I'm saying, you might as well get that little money while, you know what I'm saying, while it's good, you know what I'm saying, like, that's why I start Drake on that, I'm on one, you know what I'm saying, when he said, what's up with these new niggas, why they think it comes so easy? Get it while you here, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck that line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas catch a little wave, and then they like, oh, like you said, that their price might jump, and then they might be stuck on their price.
Right.
But fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even stunned the price. Like, I was always taught, you know what I'm saying? I was always taught, don't chase the money. Like, money is like a female, you know what I'm saying? You don't chase the money, you let the money come to you. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy as it sounds. You know what I'm saying? That's true. You know what I'm saying? Because all that hard work, you know what I'm saying? All that hard work, it's going to pay off. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a situation and you let money tie up your situation and fuck up your whole situation on a whole nother look, you know what I'm saying? Okay, my wave on Tupac back could be gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
True. Hey, man. Well,
it could be gone tomorrow.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming through Microphone Masters Radio, man. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you in the future, man.
Appreciate that, bro.
All right, so we about
y'all
to get in. That's what's up, man. So we about to get into some tracks real quick. We about to get into, what is it we got coming up? We got Gold Chain, Military Evidence, Obi Trice. You listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Nigga Aguilar in the building. Yeah,
live wine.
He got the aura up in the small.
I'm on my summertime Moscato, the fancy bottle.
He real smooth. I'm in my Gucci goggles and models, the cottage from Bravo.
We got foreign cars to follow and next to swallow.
Yeah. Jackpot, man, to stock like I'm just at the lotto.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck y'all niggas know about chain? Cause at the end of the day, y'all niggas don't know a goddamn thing. This is wine, this is not champagne. Clear white, yeah right, get a light, you are not that flame. To your broad, I might drop that game. I'm not a fraud, play me close, get toast, cause I got that aim. And the illest I just might be. Fuck swag in your tight jeans, I'm in the pair of fives and the white tee. Quote this, I'm all about folks, bitch. Chips Ahoy and white boys that coke sniff. I thought I told y'all before I'm on that dope shit. I'm about to open up a store and sell that boat shit. The bars open off, Carlos Slim, cigars poking. Catch me in that new thing, yoking, swinging, siding, banging, riding. Recognize the game I gave you. got it. On my summertime Moscato, the fancy bottle.
I'm in my Gucci goggles and models, the cottage full throttle.
We got foreign cars that follow and necks that swallow.
Jackpot, mansion stock like I just hit the lotto.
Yo. Celebrate with none but upper echelon figures. Nautica dreams and champagne wishes. Yacht six figures, seen in with the stitches. Scotto out, deep out for the riches. Handle my business just like it's all religious. My existence overcomes persistence. Rival flow, cause I spit it with a sickness. Put the game back in shape like it's lyrical fitness. Phil Jackson aura, no scrimmage. Scotto rolls in the air, we all winners. So vintage, bottles out, we all chillers. Wine cellar, dweller, sipping like Rockefellers. Black Sopranos, Italiano, my mozzarella. Custom out of the Tyson, I'm nicer than a lot of fellas. Yep. Propane, gold chain, liquid cocaine. King James, guns and butter, call me Big Brains.
I'm on my summertime Moscato, the fancy bottle.
I'm in my Gucci goggles and models, Ducati's full throttle.
Oh, I got it.
We got foreign cars that follow and necks that swallow.
Jackpot, mansion stock like I just hit the lotto.
I'm Chris Dow, Mr. Missile, my diamond chisel, my pissed out. Piss instead of raining, I'll drizzle out. Mercedes ladies, cream colored cover, breathing smothered. From the mist of all the fish scale, is swimming in the covers. Verb swerving like a drunk driver, morning traffic, jammy lady, not an accident. The way I wreck the track list, Sarah Palin, reality show, Alaska flow. Your body cold, freezing cold as ice, like it's frigid snow. Chrissy threw a barrel nose, my apparel goes Gucci, Nautica, my casual is polo, mathematics. Cool is more dough, more hoes, more shows, more flows. All the bottles top shelf, portos. Got exotic women, you can take me to court. Cause I ain't rob you niggas, I'm Roger Clemens. 30 Rock, Alec Baldwin, phallic order, sword and fisherman hat. Splat, batter and rap, you not important.
I'm in my summertime Moscato, the fancy bottle.
I'm in my Gucci goggles and models, Ducati's full throttle.
Got foreign cars that follow and necks that swallow.
Yeah. Jackpot, mansion stock like I just hit the lotto.
Money. Check it. Saffron rice, curry goat, fairy boat. Flash on lights, see the ice cherry float. Under the coat tuck, my dough cup flow truck. Now crumble this diesel and roll up. Niggas shooting, I made you look. It's Huey Newton going Bobby for the seal. For real, they say I'm mutant. Magneto, magnetize a kilo. Muscle for the money, my dollar sign is Devo. Throw the dice, I kill at will, cold as ice. Moscato bottles on chili chill, you know the price. Dumb Stewie, Vuitton Louis, the Charm Dookie. Dyslexic off Don Sean, your mom's pookie. Crack rock rap, I back block yap. Jack Mack, bet he never get his jackpot back. Diamond cut, white grapes crush, I like that plush. Purple Kush in the frontos, now light that up.
I want my summertime Moscato, the fancy bottle.
I'm in my Gucci goggles and models, Ducati's full throttle.
We got foreign cars that follow and necks that swallow.
I've
been shot by my critics, talked about by the cynics. Feel like my life's on display, like a museum exhibit. Put my life on the line, invested years in these rhymes. The streets thirst and they need it. Now hear my battle cry.
Oh, Trice back at it. They don't wanna see him platinum, they just wanna see him bright. They wanna see him text something, Kwame Kilpatrick. Get next to him so they could be the first to rat it. Savage, put him in a casket, categorize him, say Cheers was a classic. That's it, as if he ain't bring the city to the masses. Minus Mathers, but my name is an asterisk. Like the crab ain't showing where the cash at. Like my pass all half step. Like I ain't worked the bag on the F. I swear they ass backwards, let her put a nigga in the trash. Oh, has fought as you should. Never mind a player hate alone, cause you good. Never change gutter, so you can downplay my name. Oh, still the same, come on.
Keep going, keep going on, keep doing devils wished I died.
Oh, Trice, back at it. I ain't never came whack. All I ever gave's crack. All I ever gave's back. Ain't a human being on this earth say opposite that. You can miss the screw what he do, cause he cruise in the automobile or two. I know how to trap, I know how to double up, then double back. No matter the circumstance, he emerged from that. Used to serve him bundles, not a verse intact. Used to worship onions, not service rap. But certain cats uncertain with that. Rather see him have service, dirt nap. Like I deserve them curses. Like I don't speak in cursive. Like I ain't got a purpose. Beats of the streets. Don't stay on Old Trice's person.
Keep going.
Trice, 2011, bottoms up, no, some days you the dog, some days you the hydrant, gotta keep it moving, yeah.
In a split, some call that a problem, but I call it a gift. Hit the clutch, then I start to shift. Turn it up, light my Dutch, then start to drift. Lost Angel, West Side Rider, the official 4-5 Friday sound provider. Underground hitman, hard to hire. Get unsigned death threats written in typewriters. Poetic, I'm that type of rider. Got that don't call me, I call you type of fire. Fake it till you make it, I'm such a good liar. Headliners used to not make the flyer. 401k and I don't mean retire. Chase loot, still war all day, I'm in denial. Peace ain't the word to play, it's violence. I ain't have shit good to say, so here's silence.
Yeah. I slow flows y'all to death.
Don't stress, emotions rest till they wanna see my best, as good as it gets. Don't hold weak cards, don't hold regrets. Players, don't change past the seventh inning stretch. Learn from vets and they ain't pet doctors. They the type they arresting clockers. We selling out these operas. And don't mean sing, I mean opera house stage we rocking. CA, all day, repping it. Party time. Excellent, it's perfection, kid. I'm not affectionate. It's what my last girl said. Too much estrogen. Yeah, that ain't PC, but sometimes that ain't EV. I just feel that way. Right now I'm on my J.O. issue payroll, speaking codes till we reach another day.
I slow flows y'all to death.
I used to be iced tea reckless. Wild out like I'd never see breakfast. Nightmares, tying dream catches. Trying to run breathless, out of control. I don't give orders, I make suggestions. Then walk away, I've learned my lessons. It's simple, they neglect it. They win in chess, still losing checkers. That ain't weakness, it's a death wish. Choke them out, another off the checklist. I came too far not to be respected. You drove too far to hear they closed the guest list.
and new rain out the smoke and fog. Umbrellas up, it's cats and dogs. And just because it barely ever hails in LA, what say I can't rain the game and hail from LA? Huh? They crazy.
I slow flow y'all to death.
They say, what's the M.O.? Another rapper was hit by Mr. Slow Flow.
That's what they call me this year, man.
By Mr. Slow Flow.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com. So we're coming back. We had Mike Will on the set here. So I love the track when you get a chance to play the Gold Chain Military at the Buddha Stick of Moscato Dreams School. And I brought back the evidence, Mr. Slow Flow, that was from his Weatherman LP. It's kind of tight. I like that. I like that stuff there. But I'm bringing back probably this is still the after effects, the rumblings of what went on with the U.S. representative saying the Tar Baby thing. So I wanted to bring back the Black Facts just for a quick. I'm gonna bring it back every once in a while anyway. But I want to talk a little bit about lynchings, folks who have never heard about lynchings. So lynchings is Black people in the southern states, they were obviously subjected to obviously slavery, and once slavery was abolished or done away with, there were still the Jim Crow laws, and there were still even some lynch laws. And so it was a method by whites to terrorize Blacks and so that the whites could maintain their supremacy. And in the South during, I want to say, 1880 to around 1940, it is still crazy in the South now. I'm not going to, I don't even know if I would ever want to live in the Deep South. But anyway, it's still, there was that hatred that was pervasive that in the South. And so what ended up happening was a lot of the lynchings were done by shooting, hanging, or both. There were some that were even more heinous in terms of as if that's not bad enough. Folks that were burned at the stake, maimed, dismembered, castrated, and all kinds of other atrocities that were done to folks. It's often called, and I'm not comparing it to the Holocaust, but it's oftentimes I've seen it when I was doing some research, it's referred to as the Black Holocaust in some ways.
Oh, they gonna take us off the air.
Yeah,
you know, you can't never refer to anything as being near.
Yeah, but it's
all right for us to call each other nigga.
Exactly, and we have
on air. Hey, it's cool. You can do that shit. You know, hey, it's all good.
No, they even have it on television, so they don't trip.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, how is it cool to call somebody a nigga, but you can't call a motherfucker a bitch? Better yet, how is it cool to call somebody a nigga? Calling out nigga this. This nigga said, fuck these niggas, wop, wop, whoop, wop. But you can't say faggot on TV.
Right.
You can't say dyke on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the fuck do we get all fucked up like this, though?
This is kind of a tangent real quick, but the Thor movie that came out recently?
Yeah.
I think Idris Elba, I know, yes. I always pronounce his name. He was, if I'm not mistaken, he was in the movie, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And this is leading up to where they had done a premiere, I think, overseas. And there were some white supremacist groups that were irate at the fact that there was an African-American playing the role of one of the villains. And they
He's not a villain.
I know he was in one of the roles of one of the superhero type. Tell me a little bit.
Okay, in that his character in there, and it slipped my mind at the moment we started talking about it, but the character is essentially based on one of the Norse gods.
Okay.
And that particular character is the eyes, basically the all-seeing eye of Asgard. So obviously, because these are Norse gods and they're based on Norse mythology, the bulk of these people expected this individual to be cast as a probably blonde white guy.
Right.
And so yeah, there was a lot of uproar about the fact that a Black dude was cast, you know, in this particular role, which he killed the role, by the way. I mean, he did an excellent job in the role, but racism doesn't exist, remember? You know, we're over that. It's 2011. We're past all that. We're, you know, we got a black president. You know.
Yeah, and they were, and there were groups that were wanting to boycott the film because of that. So it just makes you think, but
it almost, some of the, you know, it doesn't even make me think anymore. It makes me laugh now. It makes me chuckle now because it's like when you already believe something. Because I firmly believe that 90% of the people claiming that they're not racist are only claiming that because they are. It's like me personally. I have, you know, I'm like everybody else. I have certain, you know, bigoted stances about things. We all do. That's why
we all got a little Archie Bunker.
Right. We all associate a certain way. We all think a certain thing. Hell, I think certain things about my own damn people. And I say it, you know?
Right.
But it doesn't make me discriminatory. It doesn't make me a racist because I feel that way. Because for what it's worth, I don't have a problem with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I hate everybody, and I don't have a problem with everybody. An right. idiot is an idiot no matter what race they are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No matter who birthed this child is a moron. That's my issue. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if that kid's last name ends with a Z, an A, an N. But, you know, it doesn't matter to me because you're still a jackass. And that's the problem, is we're so focused on all the other shit that doesn't matter that we forget that the issue is the morons and jackasses that have taken over. And there's enough idiots in the world that we shouldn't have time to be worrying about whether they white, black, or purple.
This is true, man. This is true. And I know it's not going to be in our lifetime where that'll happen.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
And not our grandparents, not our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-great-grandchildren that we'll ever see that great day when it's just based upon, well, you an asshole because you an asshole, not because you
have I used to think that the fact that us black dudes, we, you know, all of a sudden, everybody got a little half-breed kid. And I don't give a damn how non-PC that phrase is. You know, I used to think to myself, I'm like, man, all the white girls want black dudes. All the black dudes want white girls. All the black women want Mexicans and associated Latin and assorted Latin culture, brown skin brothers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how the hell are we going to tell anybody from anybody real pretty soon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... You know, we will always, it's human nature, we will always find ways to classify, separate, and divide. We will always find ways to do that. It is the very basis of 90% of the wars, conflicts, problems that exist in the world.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's be short, tall, fat,
absolutely,
long hair, short hair, balding, whatever
we'll
it might
be. We'll find something. Square glass dudes versus the circle glass dudes.
Exactly.
You know? Then you get the you got big feet, the big feet from the small feet. And then you got the elongated earlobes versus the short earlobes. And everybody will find something because we all like to avoid the problem itself, because the problem itself is always more difficult to deal with.
Exactly.
Because it usually requires us to look in the mirror.
Yeah, and that can be a scary thing to folks. So we're going to get into a couple tracks real quick and then come back. We got Yellow Wolf featuring Lil Jon, Hard White, Up in the Club. And then this dude, Big Maridox. I don't know, Blaze, if you remember this dude. We had done a show out in Tucson.
I talk to him all the time on Facebook.
Tell him I said, what's up, man? The Green Theory. So this is Big Maridox. He spits. So we're going to get into those. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's up, Yellow? You know it's time to crank the club up again.
You ain't gotta lay down on your back to know you already fucked up. Letting me in the motherfucking game is like letting me drunk driving your truck. When you're the one arrived in this club, already had five in my cup. I done took another hit, I done ran into a bitch that's looking lifeless and stuck. Baby, hey. What's wrong with you now? What, you ain't happy with red bottles? Mad cause I'm in VIP with a fucking Jack bottle with Tom, Dick, and Harry. But I got up in this bitch with a tank top cause I spit so very Dom, quick, and scary. That's why they so quick to compare me. But fuck the critics for the spike dick when it can fit barely. They probably think I'm a Lip Biscuit, this bitch jelly. But I put them in the woods, I'm a redneck, I'm a hick, tell me. Go ahead, yeah. What the fuck does it matter to me? Cause after me, there only be wannabes. And mostly, ain't never gonna bees. Yeah, in this forest, I'm a lonely tree. My limbs are covered in tattoos. And my roots, they run deep. I'm two bottles shouting, two bitches waiting, two teens, that's a win-win situation.
single wide door. Raised by them dope boys, so I know how them things look. Thanks for the recipe. Rest in peace, Wayne Bush. I don't cook my shit, I don't break it down for you motherfuckers out there waiting around for some rap savior. You better look up at what it is that you facing now. Cause Jesus drives a Harley, yeah. The devil wears Prada, yeah. If God was one of us, he probably drink vodka. I still kick it at the party when I get rich. Cause rich or broke, I'm still as dope. The realest ain't as real as this, nah. Dead or alive, I put a stamp in this bitch. You'll never see rock and roll do hip hop like I did, hey. Two bottles shouting, yeah. Two bitches waiting, yeah. Two teens, that's a win-win situation. Happy birthday, I'm feeling brand new. Drinks on me, for me, not you.
Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club,
still don't give a fuck.
I'm oxygen. Y'all can't breathe without me, so ain't no stopping him. Dog, pack your bag or pick your punches. Profile the sediment. I aim in each direction like a compass. Bump this like swollen hair follicles. Man, bump this. What a $5 freak swallow you. Trust me, I'm as live as a dump. So stop me mugging me like seeing your sister in an A cup. Still the cynic, so exquisite, infinite possibilities. When I spit it, it's committed like stains on swing wallaby. What I put in a sound coil is crown royal. Intoxicate a nigga without the same time making his blood boil. So fresh for future reference, I am the best. Man, no need to second guess. Fire, lava, friction, whatever the fuck it is, realize it's perfect fiction. This is absolute brilliance, the shit to get it started. No matter who you are, nod your head like you're retarded. This is fire, lava, friction, whatever the fuck it is, realize it's perfect fiction. This is absolute brilliance, that shit to get it started. No matter who you are, you are now a moving target.
And in genre, politics, chicks and ganja, I squeeze mics like mice in the throats of anacondas. Rub you on hindsight, whoever signs up should have a hole in his head, slumped in a lazy boy recliner. Mind your speakers, the flow is ether. An aphrodisiac for hood rats and skeezers. Soul dedicated to escape the leeches, while y'all try to identify like face features. My punchlines ain't just moves and jabs, they more like stomp and grab, put you in the Boston Crab. Psychosomatic, so when the static elites, you can find an automatic stuck like Clark the Fleece. It's too late for the smiles and apologies, when I shine with more star quality than astrology. If you ain't been through it, then it ain't music. So many lacerations and battle scars to prove it.
Fire, lava, fiction, whatever the fuck it is, realize it's perfect fiction. This is absolute brilliance, that shit to get it started. No matter who you are, nod your head like you're retarded. This is fire, lava, fiction, whatever the fuck it is, realize it's perfect fiction. This is absolute brilliance, that shit to get it started. No matter who you are now a moving target.
Respect minds, the way I connect lines. Breakfast of champions in this bitch, it's crunch time. The first time, whether signed or unsigned, I'm everywhere, you don't want me like black crime. Think twice, chump change will not suffice. I breathe ice to conflict on any device. I'm that nice to entice the laws of gravity. Slice the track like the back of Christ's assault on batteries. My rap's malicious, your crap suspicious. So I fold a nigga and make his shoulders blow kisses. Two bitches, move or get moved on. Cause I slay it down like Bed Bath and Beyond. You couldn't save hip-hop with a coupon. My fans are diehard like John McClane with no shoes on.
Loose screws, I'm used to the who's who.
But I've been here since Marley Marl and the Juice Crew.
Fire, lava, friction, whatever the fuck it is, realize it's perfect fiction. This is absolute brilliance, that shit to get it started. No matter who you are, nod your head like you're retarded. This is fire, lava, friction, whatever the fuck it is, realize it's perfect fiction. This is absolute brilliance, that shit to get it started. No matter who you are, you
are now a moving target.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You know, it's how we do it. We get in the roll call. I'm doing the, remember the Dante Culpepper when he used to be good, that 2 or 3 year window when he used to be good and he would throw a bomb and then he would, and then when he get the touchdown, he'd do that little roll, the hand roll motion.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing right now. It's the roll call. So make sure that you hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us, follow us on, you can hit us up on Facebook. All you got to do is just type in Google the Microphone Masters Radio Show and you'll be able to find all those things. Hit us up on the email at mikemastersradio@gmail.com. dubcnn.com is obviously your source where you can find all the greatest, all the dopest music and the interviews. And so, yes, Rudd, I will be getting back on my interview grind and submitting those. I have been lax and I apologize for that. And
I ain't even with nobody. They ain't talking about nothing. They be like, yeah, check this out. You know what I'm saying? I got the hottest thing you got out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And I'm selling a new I'm selling a new style of chapstick. Oh,
man. So make sure you should support the Dub CNN Radio Network. Dub CNN Radio with Worldwide War and so with J Double, and also make sure you hit Homegrown Radio Show as well. So we're gonna get right back into it real quick. Locksmith, we're bringing this one back. Windy Day, and then a new artist I came across. His name is Eric Ark Elliott. Okay, I can't say nothing because my name is J Love, and the track is called HNC. And we gonna come and we gonna send y'all out with a bang. So Locksmith is an Eric Ark Elliott. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
GMI. Turn on the television, all you see is nonsense. Pull down a rapper's pants, all you see is palm prints. Black music is suffering due to content, but I'm the second coming, bear with me, people, it's Ivan. Verbally introverted, perverted, with thoughts I'm haunted. Was socially awkward, they scoffed at me, often I was taunted. The outcast, but I outlasted my competition. Niggas know it's bad when OGs ain't got a pot to piss in. Welcome to Loserville, the most generic genre of music where niggas use gimmicks instead of using skill. Where dudes cruise the computer, YouTube and stupid thrills, and ain't a fucking limit where desperate niggas would do for deals. And blog sites don't give a fuck if you lyrically buzzing. They more concerned with who Amber or Nicki is fucking, or who Rihanna's kissing. That's what this genre is missing. Taught us to steal our own music, subconscious condition. My mama was a Christian, father is a Muslim. I made my own decision, not one of them tried to push him. In either direction, the question is pressing your mind. Where would half of these rappers be without they major cosigns? The same place as me with probably less of no shine. I know I'm the underdog and this is why I wallow. See, me and Currency, we had this little convo. He said, get New York and the nation is next to follow. Mahalo, where's the windy days when you need them? Rappers went from getting deals to barely seeing per diem. See, I'm in this predicament restricted by my vices. When you insecure, people exploit you during your crisis. Life is like a labyrinth of maze full of inhabitants crazed that want to stab you, so you have to be brave, or entrap you inside a lasso, so you have to behave. And these rappers are worse than bitches. Adam's apples are shaved. You amazed? I ain't got a deal yet. Maybe cause I'm a real threat. My fully automatic flow will get you pussies real wet. I will bet that this verse is walking a fine line. And I ain't even rapping, I'm reading this off my timeline. 360 deals is putting artists in graves. So why the fuck would you niggas rush to become a slave? I guess it's just American dreams. Poor kids suck from the teeth of rich American kings. Yeah. Yeah. Let that ride out. I am GMI. We coming.
This time last year, I had a couple cuts, eager to release any song that was in rush. It painted so vivid, a feeling you could touch. You wanna tell somebody, but you keep it bottled up. I thought I knew the game, but never checked the score. Wrote it in my room, finding places to record. Entitled it in French, black is what it was. Noir is what it became, attracted me to buzz. But let me start by saying hello world. Been a long time since rocking with old girl. Dreams are bigger now, some of us sit around. My shorty's getting up, my fellas getting down. They want an iller sound, so that's on me. Bringing you the happy days, mine is Fonzie. I
I set my growth to do it. Man up and go pursue it. And give your all, it's the only way you're supposed to do it.
Drink, roll a couple blunts.
Yeah,
so I took a break only for a couple months. Never saw it coming, I only seen it once. Don't even play the games, I ain't like them other chumps. And they got me saying, hello new chick, goodbye past John. And all the women in between that I passed on. Hello new chick, goodbye past John. And all the women in between that I passed on.
Aggression in full court, pressure on black tops. Made it all possible, making that last shot. I'm addressing those who couldn't get in touch, but you still hit me up, cause you really cared enough. Damn, Eric is ghost B. If I ain't know him any better, would he know me? He too busy with his life for him to call back. Nah, if that is some bullshit, then what you call that? So I fall back, needed time to build, and what have you. I only got away from y'all cause I had to. But now I'm back with it, crossing the past finish. You're only late if you enter at the last minute.
Drink, roll a couple blunts. So I took a break only for a couple months. Never saw it coming, I only seen it once. Don't even play the games, I ain't like them other chumps. So they got me saying, hello new chick, goodbye past John. And all the women in between that I passed on. Hello new chick, goodbye past John. And all the women in between that I passed on.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. I'm going to say it like this. This is the type of show that we love to do because, for one, we bring you the head nod music and we hope you enjoy the tracks. But we hope you, at least whether you agree with us or disagree with us, hopefully it sparks a little bit of conversation. Whether you say, these motherfuckers don't know a damn thing, at least that way you understand and maybe you can articulate your point to somebody and be able, because it's all about, it's oftentimes when people say argument, they think of it in a negative way, but you can argue with somebody without raising your voice and just sharing different viewpoints, different opinions. And that's what it's all about. That's how we grow, and that's how we at least are able to understand each other better. So,
intelligent, civilized debate requires argument.
Exactly.
A disagreement under civilized terms is still an argument. It doesn't require it to turn into an episode of The Basketball Wives. But on another note, because you're a lot more sociably agreeable to me. I don't give a shit if you don't like what I'm saying. Nor do I care if you disagree. Because my point is, what I'm saying has you thinking enough about it to say that I'm full of shit. And if I'm full of shit, then that means something I've said has gotten to your ear. Which is the point that we here at Microphone Masters want to bring forth. We really want to just spur dialogue. We want to spur dialogue that exists beyond the next NFL season and the next strip club. And the next quote unquote classic single by Lil Wayne for the week. And I mean, the point is, it's dialogue that increases our attention. It's dialogue that allows us to grow and understand the world around us. It's the dialogue that's going to continue to allow us to progress and to succeed. Without that dialogue, we become drones and we're subject to the foolishness that we're already dealing with as a whole. Because our country is so enamored with every reality show about any idiot you can think of.
I couldn't have said it any better. And on that note, we'll check you back on the next episode of Microphone Masters Radio Show. He's Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. We'll see you next time. Are you kidding?